In the news this week, NHS England will no longer routinely prescribe puberty blockers to kids. MPs urge the government to make it easier for single-sex services to only admit biological women. And Scotland's former finance minister, Kate Forbes, says fear must not push people of faith out of politics. Hello. NHS England has announced its intention to end the routine prescription of puberty-blocking drugs for gender-confused children. The Tavistock's controversial Gender Identity Development Service is due to close next year. It will be replaced by two regional hubs, which will operate under interim guidance informed by a review led by Dr. Hilary Cass. The guidance says the hub's clinical policies should be mindful that confusion around feelings about gender may be a transient phase, and the primary intervention for gender-confused children should be through psychological support. Youngsters and their families are to be strongly discouraged from sourcing puberty-suppressing drugs from unregulated sources. Activists are pushing for abortion on demand after a mother was jailed for killing her unborn baby by taking DIY abortion pills when she was around 33 weeks pregnant. Carla Foster obtained the pills after pretending she was only 7 weeks pregnant and later gave birth to baby Lily, who was stillborn. In Britain, abortion is legal for most reasons up to 24 weeks, but abortion activists are now using Foster's case to argue for abortion up to birth. Labour MP Stella Creasy told Sky News the law should give women a legal human right to a safe abortion at the time of her choosing. In response, the Institute's Kieran Kelly said it was wrong to try and weaponise such a tragedy to push abortion up to birth.
Around 200,000 babies are aborted in the UK every year. 98% of those are for social reasons. That's around 10 million since the law came into effect in 1968. The fact is the UK has one of the most liberal abortion regimes in the world. And if you compare our situation to Europe, many of the countries there have an abortion cutoff at 12 weeks. Now, we believe in the sanctity of life from conception, but even secular journalists are saying that there should be some limits. And I think it's truly appalling that some abortion activists and some MPs are using this tragic situation to call for abortion up to birth.
MPs across the political spectrum have urged the government to restrict the term sex in the Equality Act 2010 to biological sex. In a fiercely contested Westminster Hall debate, MPs argued that the law should be clarified to make it easier for single-sex spaces to limit their facilities to biological women.
I'm supporting the prayer of the first petition, which is about restoring clarity to the law by specifying that the terms sex, male, female, man and woman in the Equality Act refer to biological sex and not sex as modified by a gender recognition certificate.
Biologically, males cannot become females and vice versa. And this is true whatever pronouns that people might want to use for themselves, of course, whether they wish to take hormones or have surgery. These are plain biological facts, but they have become controversial.
It is quite extraordinary that in 2023, in a time of unprecedented knowledge, we are arguing about the definition of something that has been known since the dawn of time. The most contentious question of our day has famously become, what is a woman? A question that no previous society has felt the need to answer.
Part of the problem is the confusion and fear about the law, and believe me, it is our role as parliamentarians to sort that out, no matter how hard it might be. It cannot be left to the courts. It cannot be left to individual women's services to muddle through and fight legal battles.
Responding for the government, Women's Minister Maria Caulfield acknowledged the importance of biological sex and said it would now take time to consider the matter further. And finally, Christian MSP Kate Forbes has said people of faith must not allow fear to push them out of politics. Speaking to the BBC, the MSP for Sky Lochaber and Badenoch said that despite experiencing repeated attacks during the SNP leadership contest, she refuses to make her biblical stance on sexual ethics more palatable or politically correct. Following the teachings of Jesus, which is based on a belief in the Bible, means that I don't feel I'm in a position to just pick and choose what I believe is truth or not. Forbes emphasised that a culture of fear must stop pressurising politicians to lie about their faith.
I do think that there is a fear which characterises right now any discussions about faith. So I do think that people of faith are a minority, and I think certainly my experience is that they are by and large fearful. So they either feel like they have to hide their faith or they have to adapt their faith. And that, I think, is a cause for concern. And what is very interesting for me, and I don't have an answer to this yet, is whether my treatment made them more or less fearful. Because the response I got was that it made them feel braver when expressing their faith in work or with friends.
But on the other hand,
when you see a public figure being absolutely traduced, then I think it does make you fear that you too will be treated in the same way.
Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.